I've got a gold nugget. I found it in a song sung by the Griffith family entitled "It Ain't Over When It's Over." Give it a listen to.
It ain't over when it's over, when that final day arrives. Oh, this body may get colder, but our soul will never die. It ain't over when it's over. We're not prisoners to that hole. We may stop getting older, but we're gonna live while ages are old. We're all different in most cases, like seeds that spray from different trees, just a sea of drowning faces, 'cause we're all facing different needs. But sick or well, the rich, the poorest, when it comes our time to go, we're gonna join that heavenly chorus, and we're gonna live on Mansion Row. 'Cause it ain't over when it's over, when that final day arrives. Oh, this Christian, he had fought that fight of faith. I leaned over just to listen to the last words he would say. He said, "I feel old man death creeping, oh, but he just thinks
a song. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. The older I get, the more forgetfulness I become. I forget a lot of things. I forget where my keys are at. I forget doctor's appointments. Many times I have told my wife, "Honey, remind me to remember my doctor's appointment." And would you know, when the doctor's appointment came and went, and I didn't show up, and when they called me and told me I had to reschedule, I asked the wife, "Why didn't you remind me to remember. She says, I forgot to remind you to remember. Don't forget, honey, I'm getting old just like you. A lot of things we forget has little consequences, but there are some things that we should be careful to never forget. In 2 Peter, the second chapter, Peter said this, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Peter says, this second letter is a memo to remind you, don't forget the things that were spoken to you by the holy prophets and the commandments of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Hebrew writer wrote in Hebrews, the second chapter, verses 1. He wrote, therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let them slip. That's exactly what happens to me. I let them slip from my mind. I forgot where I put my glasses. I forgot the doctor's appointments. There are some things that we forget that will cause us much anxiety, cause us much worry, much frustration. You remember on that first Easter morning, the disciples were discouraged. Two of them headed down the road towards home, and some were locked themselves in a room because they feared the Jews. Some got up the courage to leave and maybe go home. All of this because they forgot. They forgot to remember. And when the followers of Jesus went down to the tomb in order to add more spices to the body of Christ, they were brokenhearted, eyes filled with tears. They were concerned about who would remove the stone. They had spent a whole weekend in needless worry and frustration. They'd spent a weekend of fear and disappointment, which could have been avoided had they remembered the words of the Master. The angel at the tomb said, he is not here, but he is risen. And then the angel asked them a question. Remember how he spoke to you when he was in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Jesus had told them many times that he would be killed and raised again the third day. Listen to the words of the Master in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 19. He told his listeners that they would deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. He told them in Matthew 26, after I am risen again, I will go to you into Galilee. And in Mark the 8th chapter, verse 31, the Bible says, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days raised again. You see what happens when we forget the words of the Master? Many sorrows and heartaches and many anxieties come into our life simply because we have forgotten. I'd like to mention here, even though his disciples and all of those people he told about his resurrection forgot it, but not his enemies. His enemies remembered that he had said that he would rise again the third day. So they set about to get a group of guards to guard the tomb, because they said, we remembered that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Isn't it a shame that because of unbelief, his followers, the one who had invested more than 3 years in his ministry, who had forsaken all to follow him, yet they did not take to heart the words that he spoke to them of his resurrection. And as a result, what should have been the most glorious day in their following the Lord was the most saddest day, was the most anxious day. It could have been the greatest day of their life. Can you imagine what they could have done if they had actually believed the words of the Master? They had a whole weekend. They could have gathered up all of their singers, their musical instruments. They could have published it all around Judea. It would have been one of the greatest sunrise services ever. But instead, because they forgot his words, they did not retain his words in their memory, they suffered needlessly. And friend, you too, once you forget that God said, I will be with you always, you'll begin to feel lonely. Once you forget that Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, once you forget that, you will wear yourself out trying to get things done in the flesh. So I would say to you today, read the word, retain the word, remember what Jesus says, lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Don't forget that.